something my heritage to us.
My name is Rosanna. I'm from Italy. Our Lady is my mother, basically. She's my guiding light, she's my queen, and I invoke her every time I need her. And then every time I feel some strange, attitude or everything that's happening in my life, I always invoke her, and then she comes to me in my help. And then every day I say the rosary, honestly. Every day, the first thing in the morning when I walk to the tube station or during my traveling, I say the rosary. I feel protected. It's amazing. I don't know why, but before saying the rosary every day, I could feel the temptation. I could not resist. But since I say the rosary, I can feel the temptation, but I can resist to the temptation. So I feel very protected from her. And I did also the consecration to Our Lady, the 33 days of San Luis Marie de Montfort. And that is amazing. Actually, another priest told me, why you didn't become servant first and then slave of Our Lady? And then I became straight away slave of Our Lady. But a slave, I was thinking, I replied to him. Anyway, a slave belongs to the queen, for example. And the queen take care of the slave as much as she provides food, she provides even an occupation, I mean, even work, everything she provides for the slaves. So I feel okay, I feel protected, I feel I'm happy to be the slave of Our Lady, basically.
Care tenera mia madre Maria, tienimi la tua santa mano sul capo, custodisci la mia mente, il mio cuore e i miei sensi, perché io non commetta mai il peccato. Santifica i miei pensieri, affetti, parole ed azioni, perché io possa piacere a te e al tuo Gesù, Dio mio, e giungo al paradiso con te. Gesù e Maria, dateci la vostra santa benedizione, nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo. Amen.